Buenos. Whatever the fuck noon is, I forget. Someone told me once. And now, day and night. Forget noon. What's Hayoka King podcast? I'm a Hayoka King. I'm Ryder King. I'm your host. The last name's King, and I'm a Hayoka. I'm not like the king of them all. I'm just like one of them that prominently has the last name King as well. And since it's a title that goes before your name. It's interchangeable. First name, last name, whatever you like. Or if you want to be business formal, you can use your first and last. We are hanging out. Featured you by the Bad Weekend Productions. We make the music. And then you listen to it. Taints of Town Music, Silent Hill Revival Team Incorporated. Very nice. All under the blanket belt of my label. I believe I have one spot left on my label if I wanted to do one more project. Don't you understand? Oh. Somebody to Love by Grace Slick and the Great Galaxy. This is Great Society. It's the original recording of White Rabbit. Exactly. I knew it sounded familiar. It sounds like that song. So this is just the original version, huh? That's pretty cool. I dig that. Regardless of what I've been doing, where I've been, who I've been with, what I've consumed as food and drink, substances that I have indulged in, beautiful sights that I've seen, locations that have opened up my horizons deeper. Quite literally, I went further down south in Florida. Had the horizon there is bigger. Sun goes down at like fucking 9 o'clock down there. It's almost September. It's August 19th. So you think you're going? Sun's going down on the 14th, or maybe the 16th. Yeah, 16th makes more sense. No, wait. Yeah, maybe the 14th. It's the fucking 14th, man. The sun's going down at fucking 9. Where I'm at, where I over here in Orlando, we got the sun going down at least at like 8:20, 8:30. It's crazy. Whenever I see any kind of live stream content from California and people are outside, it's still like sunny. I mean, I know they're 3 hours behind, so I always factor that in. But even still, it'd be the way it'd be. Frankly, I've been enjoying myself. I got a speeding ticket, though, coming from the beach 5 hours away from here. So I will say that I've been perhaps enjoying myself a little neat slim. But in my defense, I was coming off the highway, and you know, it turned to 55 and 45. I should have tapped the brake, but I wanted to let the gas come off. There, I had plenty of distance of cars in front of me. I saw the officers. If I can argue my case with an officer, then I would, but I don't think you're really allowed to. They cite you for what it is. So yeah, I could have braked, but I thought that I had enough time to go down. You know, I was at 65 and 45. Or maybe 62. 62 and 45. But it was a 55. And then it's a 45, like, fucking 50 feet later. That's crazy. I mean, yeah, man, I try to do my best. It's a sports boat. It will come down a rolling stop. I lost my red sunglasses, so I had to order new ones. They're either lost outside someplace, or they're inside of my apartment, which means I'll have two. But I've been going crazy because I don't have the red glasses to nullify me back to the grounding path. I need to be not me, not the human guy. I need to be the entity man, the entity thing, the not the beast, but the manifestation of the beast power. Siphoned in the way that I can utilize it and control it. And then I assume some sort of divine frame. It's not a true divine body. It's a synthetic one made by pressured ether and applied to that, obviously, is a very strong, enticing will to get the job done. So you create and manifest. You have to fucking just get the fucking shit done. You gotta have the idea in your head at all times that you can do it. Reflections on a Universal Theme by the Peppermint Trolley Company. This is pretty calming. I like this. On the Beautiful Sun album. So I've been moving about. I tell people what it is, I say. You should try to enjoy yourself. Is that too close? Maybe that's better. You should try to enjoy yourself. You should be wanting to have some sort of impact on your joy, your impact on your creation. The manifestation of what you expect to be should be the thing that you're trying to do. You shouldn't be trying to comfort yourself and relax and reward yourself with small rewards. Just because the work week's over and you got that paycheck. I'm not saying throw everything to a savings account. I'm saying remove the idea that material creates comfort. You know, the constants of material. 21 hours and 38 minutes. That's pretty decent. Chocolate angel. Wow. I appreciate a good chocolate angel. I tell them, I say, I'm not fucking racist. I live in Florida. Everywhere I go, I see beautiful personalities. Whatever what color they have. Beautiful bodies that are fit and energized by the sun to stay positive and stay well nourished. I'm not living in fucking cold death land where everybody wants to do drugs. I'm living in fucking New England. No, I'm not there anymore. I'm living in fucking Florida. I'm hanging around Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse, get that mouse money. Directly benefit making this place look beautiful all the time for all that taxpayer shit. It's always different flowers and trees going on, different blooms, different periods of the year. And you say, hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, just like that guy says, I like doing that. I'm going to do that every fucking stream. This is Mr. King, Mr. Bad Weekend, doing his bad weekend thing. I exist on a path where I make music. I make music, different kinds of music. I just need to do shit because, you know, I'm passionate with music and sound and cool reverb and cool bass and, you know, fucked up effects on instruments to make them sound spiky and sharp and jutting at you like alien octopus thing shooting at you if it's venom it's venom tentacles kind of deal. And that's the music. Wanted to do something about vampires. Made a song about a vampire. Said myself, I said, I want to make a song about being the crow. I did it. move about, examine myself further and say, why is the world so empty and void? 2010, by Tinkerbell's Fairy Dust. I like the album art. The song's about 2010. Holy shit, that's dope. Said it's gonna be 40 years away. See, that's beautiful. Because in the 2010, they were having fucking psych bring back. And they were bringing, like Tame Impala's psychedelic funk trance sort of, like, vibe came into that indie rock. And, you know, that's heavily 70s and 80s. Or should I say 60s, 70s. Real twang. Oh, tape warmth. Ooh, everything felt like it came from the soul. Not the pain, aching, scratching effort of this place. Mi bueno. There's this goth girl that works at the blood clinic. Another Capricorn. They keep getting sent Capricorns. I got her number. She's really cool. She got like black and orange Halloween hair, and sometimes she got like spiders and bats and shit in it. I like that. I dig that. Spooky fun. Going about trying to think about where I want to be and what I'm trying to out. Moving around. Trying to tell myself to never really focus on a frown. Oh. People perspective. She said, I dig your fucking, I dig your little freckles that you put on. That's cool. Yeah. The way that you do them black, it's almost like cat-like or whatever. And, everybody just kind of does them like that sort of beige color skin tone. You do them black. It's different. It's wild. I saw you when I was coming back from Kissimmee the other day. Yeah, I was like, oh, there's a bunch of cool bumper stickers. That person has good taste in music. I wonder what they look like. Oh, it's the cool, spooky, alternative, goth blood lady. She says, was I doing this? I'm like, no, you just had both hands of the wheel. Did you not see me next to you? I was in the spaceship covered in lights. Everybody's just paying attention to the road in front of them. I'm the only person that, like, uses their peripherals constantly and looks around. And I'd be smoking a cigarette, flicking it, just moving around, sliding, going into other lanes, using my mirrors to do shit. I'm like, I fly it like a real star cruiser, you know, a real star cruiser. We built the sun by pussy. I tell him, I say, listen, this microphone is perfectly set where the instruments are the smallest bit. The vocals inside of the music. You know, I'm pr- God, my voice definitely is louder than the loudest vocals and instrument frequencies on the song. If we can say that, my voice is 3/3. The highest points in the song is 1/3, and the lowest point is like not even a quarter. But maybe I could also like move the mic over here a little bit. See, I'm still getting some good quality of my voice. That's what matters. Oh, you're really getting the twang now. You see, that's much better. Everything seems to be much balanced right here where I got the mic right now. Yeah, I got her number. I said, hey, I think that you're like wicked rad. Can I get your number? Do you think maybe I could get your number? I'd love to fucking get to know you. You're cool. And I got it. I got another colored person, a colored haired person's phone number. Like a skillful champerino. Alan Tom, I was born near the dog, 1994. I'm a dog. I'm a wood dog. That means that I'm like a deer, I guess. Native American, the wood dog. No, I'm the salmon, the Native American. The wood dog is Chinese, I believe. Yeah. I'm the wood dog in Chinese. I mean, Japan's really cool, but I feel like China is more deep-rooted in, like, power spiritual realm. And Japan's always this fleeting sort of almost effeminate. I mean, if China's like a dad, Japan's like a mom, maybe. And I definitely see Japan as like the cool mom that likes listening to 80s music and driving around with big sunglasses on. And then China's like, this dude only listens to 60s big band and swing and 2000s to 2010s metal. Sometimes when he's angry, he listens to classical music. Turns the AC on, even if it's already cold. That's what I like. That's, you know, that's the Kung Fu. Kung Fu's Chinese. I like the idea that, you know, the Chinese martial arts is built very heavy on respect and, you know, the honor towards the body's posture and flow when it comes to movement. There's a lot of steadfast and, you know, they're doing the punches and the kicks and the side kicks and the round kicks and, you know, the tilt kicks and then the punches. Again, I think that it's they're also doing the disarming measure. I really want to do what I want to do and feel powerful. But I'm 213 pounds because I watched the family pet while family was away. And him and I got McDonald's. I got him a small fry and 3 chicken nuggets. I took one of them. I said, listen, I fucking exist. You know, I'm listening to House Without Windows by Mighty Baby. I even feel like I can turn it up a little bit more. Is that still good? Oh, yeah, that's still pretty decent, I say. Perhaps. I think that's perfect now. Yeah, my voice is like one-third notch larger than his voice. The voice is always usually, like, the heaviest frequencies, pretty much. It's always up in, like, the 8,000s, 9,000s. I mean, it can go down to 6,000s, but, you know, you got more people sing it, like, middle high to high note, and then very few sing. You know, sometimes you get some people that are just lower the high scale or going down into the bass, but not really that much. And I'd be saying, listen! I'm starting my semester up on the 24th. Tomorrow I got nothing to do. I should find something to do. I could make money. But since I donated blood, I can't do any heavy lifting technically. And I am concerned about how the blood looks here. They really be fucking stabbing me! With that fucking needle. Looks like I got drug track marks. But honestly, if I ever did down the road decide to, you know, I was with someone and we had a couple clean needles out of the bag. And they said, yo, do you want to do some fucking drugs that aren't opioids? I'd say yes. I would do it. I mean, obviously, I know how much you can do safely. Just the right amount to say, hey, let's fucking go lay in the grass in some football field. High school football field. It's season's closed. There's no one on it. It's public access. Come down here. You, me, barefoot, lay in the grass. Our knees arched. Our hands back, staring up at the sky. Ladybugs and dragonflies fly by and land on us. I watch a butterfly land out on your finger as you're reaching out and pointing to show me something. We say, whoa, that's really cool, man. You're almost like everything, I'd say. She says, right on. Oh. And you say, oh? I say, oh. I go, oh. 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 And he's just that, oh. He's just throwing some O's every now and then. Oh. Oh. Make anything stupid. You can make people do stupid little mannerisms and tics if you do them enough times around them. Their subconscious mind will pick you up going, oh, oh, oh. And it's just, they just pick it up. If you got the mechanical knowledge to be able to do something for 3 weeks and then just stop doing it as much or at all, you can see other people do it. It's pretty interesting. I'm a mechanical thinker. I have the ability to turn my gears in the position they need to be turned in for me to critically analyze a lot of shit. It's hyper-incognition. The gears in my brain float, and they're like glowing green, and they float in an abysmal black void. And I say, hey, they turn on the machine. They turn on the spiked stem that rests between me and this sort of binding to this thing, this creature. Powerful beast manifests himself as a star falls upon the perfect copied quotient, but the imperfect ratio of understanding and mortal obscurance of one's established norm. The mindset to think human's different than the mindset to think like an angel, or to think like some eldritch being that exists on multiple planes of reality. It can consume your soul, your spirit, and drain you of aura, which will make your body shrivel and turn into fucking dust. It doesn't consume you, it consumes your energy, your battery, and then you just fade. Nothing to return to the earth of, you know, you die on another planet, you return to the ground, the life cycle, carbon based. It's, you know, carbon has the ability to enter their, you know, their cycle. This is what it is. They could theoretically send a whole bunch of corpses to fucking Mars. Just a bunch of dead bodies, shoot them to Mars, and that will drastically enhance the atmosphere. Because their atmosphere is thinner, but it's not, you know, the atmosphere is thin, but the depth from ground to the atmosphere's peak until you get back into the, you know, into space is about the same as Earth. So you just shoot a whole bunch of corpses down there and have them land and decompose in heat, and the carbon ratios will, and the calcium, all that will drastically, you know, fill them up with seeds or some shit. I don't know. Shoot them to Mars. Fill the dead bodies with seeds and shoot them to Mars. And then at some point, I assure you not, in the next 25 years, there'll be trees. There'll be fucking moss.
As slow to rise as yellow hills.
At least there'll be the potential for there to be sea moss, and, you know, the potential for half atomic half-life with thinner atmosphere to pressurize the elements and bring them down to a form that can easily be turned into fuel to create water, moisture, all of that. I think it would be cool to go to Mars. I think it would be cool to go to Mars, and I'd like to go there by the time that I'm 60. That would be pretty interesting. When I was hanging out, listening to The Wizard of Gobs Ozalod by The Velvet Fog. This album cover is wild because the girls on it are just fucking naked. And they all got some sort of like count. God, the painting, I want to say it's Scottish painting, like warrior paint. And then there's one dude dressed like a cowboy. There's a mime and there's a clown. I fucking love Oregon anyway. Oregon's fucking awesome. So, my son, you gotta be able to navigate life in a way that you can't always rely on others for your entertainment, but you can invite others to try to take a taste of what your world feels like, what it tastes like, and see if they want to be part of it. Assure them that you can keep them safe. The world's scary. We don't always do what we want, but we do stuff that definitely makes us feel more attached. Oh! Now I can get a girl's number and put it in my phone. But I can... Oh. God, I guess I'm heavily reliant on being able to have some sort of energy brought into what's going on. It sounds like they might be doing some recording. I might. I might go fucking hang out with the band while they practice. Communicate more effectively. I have time to do that. No, all the stuff. Hey, OK Podcast.